Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And of course, we have 354 days left of 2024. If you are not already heading your goals and at least centered in on what you want for your goals, reach out to me. I'd love to be that person that helps you reflect on it so that you can make it happen. And you can call in right now. I'm going to do some complimentary calls for people. So call me right now at 805-419-0008. You can text at that number. But I would love to get you started, which actually leads right into my, I always start my show with something uplifting. And life won't wait. We can't wait for life to happen because it's going to pass us by. So I want to take that time to really help you. We have a great show for you today. I've got some amazing guests. And, of course, I'm so glad that you tuned in here to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life and business. And, of course, my first guest, she's one of our sponsors. Happy, happy New Year. I want to congratulate her on her new grandbaby and so many good things this lady is doing. And, of course, that is Kim O'Brien. And, of course, her business, her passion, her love for our community is Survival Swim with Kim. Welcome, Kim. How are you?
I'm great, Kim. I'm so glad to be here. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. And oh my gosh, a little grandbaby. How exciting is that?
Oh, I am just so blessed. So blessed. Oh. She's a little peanut, but absolutely adorable. And I couldn't be happier.
And tell us a little bit about her.
Yes. So she actually decided to come into the world about a month early.
She's on time and early. I like
that.
Yes,
exactly. She wanted to be here before Christmas. So she arrived just before Christmas, and her name is Bryn, and she's absolutely precious. And everybody's doing great now and settling in. She has a big brother who's two, who absolutely adores her and won't leave her alone, and a big sister who's five and just absolutely loves her. So everyone's doing great.
So good. I love when that. I have a grandchild. They're not going to say what it is yet. Just a healthy baby at the end of March. So I'm getting excited. That will actually be my fifth. But so good. My grandchildren are so special. I just took my twins and all in one day, like, I don't even know how I did this, but we went bowling to the movies, to the park, out to lunch, and then back and played football at our house. But
oh,
it was
my
like,
goodness.
You know, I guess I needed some extra time. I was catching up, you know, but anyways,
what
so,
a fun
so
day.
Fun. I know. So, talk to us a little bit about Survival Swim with Kim. I know that you touch so many families, and this is truly your passion, and it's exploded for you. So it's like, how many more people can we touch? And that's really, I know, that's been your goal. Talk to us about it. It's freezing outside, but it's actually the time to start, right?
It is. Winter is the time to get ready for spring and summer. If you want to have a swimmer by spring and summer, start now. You get the hard part over with, and then they get to have fun when the warm weather comes. So it is always a good time to learn water safety and learn swimming. So it is no different when it's cold outside. As long as the water's warm, then it usually is good.
Yeah. You don't get in that ice cold water, right? You got
it
warm. Okay. I like that. Yeah. I mean, that's like, have you ever seen those ice buckets that people like go in my gosh.
Yes, I did an ice challenge, or the polar bear plunge I did on New Year's Day, Kim. It was 42 degrees in Washington State, and it was freezing cold in that ocean, I tell you.
Yeah, well, it was my husband and I's anniversary, and we went to have a spa day, and I was in the jacuzzi. This guy next to us, he's like, have you guys been in here? I'm like, no. Oh, my gosh. To see his face, he jumped in one of those ice. I was like, and then he came in into the jacuzzi, and I was like, yeah, and we did that before. So I think once you know how bad it is, or I don't know, it's supposed to be good for your body, but, you know.
It's supposed to be good. I just don't know if
it
I could do that.
I know. Even taking an ice cold shower is supposed to be good for you. I think it just shocks your body. Okay. So anyways, well, so Kim, talk to us, first of all, kind of for people that are just tuning in, starting their day in a positive way, maybe they haven't heard you before. How do they find you, and how do they get their families involved with you? And talk to us about ages. Like, you start so young, which is so incredible.
Yes. Babies as young as 6 months can start. I teach babies. I teach toddlers. I teach preschoolers, young grade schoolers. So all young kid ages. Kids under 5 are the highest risk of getting injured in a water incident or having a fatality. And so those are the most important to get taught young before they understand anything different. If you teach them young, they won't even remember it by the time they're older, and they'll have these amazing skills. People can find me online. I have a website, survivalswimwithkim.com. And I'm on social media. I have lots of videos on social media of kids showing off their skills. And it's absolutely amazing to watch every time you see it, every time it happens, even though, you know, I do it a lot. I've taught hundreds of kids. Every time is always amazing.
I love that. And I have watched your videos, too. I also want to remind everybody that if you're not getting my newsletter in your email every Friday, please reach out to us right now at 419-0008 and just leave us your name and your number and your email. We don't share it with anybody, but you will be able to find all of our great sponsors, all of our events, all of our giveaways, just lots and lots of good stuff in there and inspiration. I'm always blogging. I'm always really just sharing the brighter side of life. And we know that life happens to all of us, but it's how we walk through it. It's how we lift ourselves up and start our day again. And so, Kim, that's really what you did. You restarted your life again, right? And now you're giving back.
Yes, I hit rock bottom, Kim, after my daughter died. I lost her to a drowning when she was 2.5. And it just knocked the wind out of me. So after I picked up the pieces and tried to, you know, put life back together, I found survival swimming, and it helps me heal every day to see all these amazing kids get their floating skills, and to help families understand safety around the water a little bit more, and to bring this wonderful program to Ventura County. The Infant Aquatics program is absolutely amazing, and I'm so glad that I can teach it here.
There you go. How long have you been doing this?
I'm going into my fourth season teaching Infant Aquatics, and it's absolutely amazing. So the difference with the program, it's not a traditional swim lesson. We don't teach blowing bubbles and splashing and playing. We teach survival skills. So babies, toddlers, they learn how to roll over and float on their back when they enter the water, so that if, heaven forbid, they fell in the water, they know what to do. They can roll over, they can float and get air until help arrives. And it's absolutely just a life-saving skill that all children should know how to do.
So good. So good. And, you know, I know that a lot of people, like, we have a fence around our pool, but some people don't, right? And you have to be ready. A lot of people are like, oh, we don't have a pool, so it doesn't matter. But maybe your next door neighbor does. Maybe you're at a hotel. Yeah. Maybe you're at, the things that you hear nowadays are just, you would never even think of it. Maybe you're out of vacation in a beach or in a resort, right?
Yeah. The stories that I hear every day, it is fluke things that it wouldn't be something you'd plan for. You know, you're on vacation and a kid sneaks away and runs across the street to a swimming pool, or there's maybe a pond down, you know, the street from someone you're visiting. Kids sneak out dog doors. They push toys. Even if you have a fence, they'll push toys to climb over the fence. I mean, mm-hmm. the things kids do because they're curious. That is the one thing that you know have to know is predictable, is that they'll do anything to do something they want to do. Right. And so you have to prepare them. You have to have layers of protection. Even if you have a fence, that's not enough. Even if you have alarms, that's not enough. Kids have to be equipped with skills, and you have to have all these other safety measures in place.
Right. And let me ask you, you mentioned that you actually got another certification. I mean, you have just done so many things to really advance your training. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yes. So in my teaching over the past few years, I've had a number of kids come to me with some sort of special need, whether it's kids with autism or developmental disabilities. And I wanted to be able to teach them and have more tools in my toolbox to teach them better. And so I am now certified with in a Swim Whisperers program, which is an adaptive aquatics program that helps me to teach swimmers with autism, anxiety, trauma, physical disabilities and delays, sensory issues. And so I was so glad to do this training over my winter break, and be able to have more tools to teach young ones that, you know, may not fit in a standard box that, you know, that we have. So
right.
I'm
That's
so glad.
So important. And what is it? What's different about it? Can you talk to us a little bit about that? Like, what would, you know, what would be something different that the parents will be able to, one, relax with you because you've had that training?
So, you know, if a child has autism or any sort of developmental delay, you know, sometimes you have to approach them differently, have different tactics with how you put them in the water and things like that. And so it's not a one size fits all for all children. And so it gives me the tools to be able to adapt my current training with infant aquatics and tailor that to kids with disabilities as well, so that they can be safe in the water and learn how to move. You know, not all children with disabilities have a program to go to. And so I wanted to be able to have something for more children.
The goal is
to help all kids become water safe. And so whatever I can do to help reach more children, you know, children with autism have 150% higher rate of drowning than a child without, because they have wandering, they wander a lot and, you know, will run off and things like that. And so, and they're just drawn to water. So being able to help them a little bit more and you know, help their parents with tools, things that they can do to practice. It's just, brings joy to my heart to be able to help more kids.
Yeah, Kim, that's beautiful. I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way. One, we are so grateful you're here. We've been here for a really long time, every Saturday morning, starting your day. And of course, 7 to 8 Saturdays. But when we are not here, we have our podcast, and you can download our podcast and also follow us through our social. And if you even know somebody that you want to get on our show, please definitely do that. Reach out to us, because there's so many great people out there, Kim. You know, it's like you were even referred to me by somebody, and that's how we meet our sponsors and our guests, because they're just amazing. So, Kim, let me ask you a question. Can you talk to us, because I'm sure, you know, parents are like have so many things on their plate, or, well, parents, I'm going to say moms and dads. And a lot of when they come in, it's 10 minutes, right?
Yes.
I mean,
so I know it seems short until you see your child in the water, and then it feels like an eternity.
Right. I was going to say, yeah.
So if you think of it, like if you're learning to read, Kim, you don't learn to read by practicing once a week for, you know, 20 minutes or 30 minutes and then hoping to be able to read, you know, in a few weeks. That just isn't going to work. You practice every day, and you practice repetition, the same things over and over, to learn words and to learn how to read as a child. So my program is the same way. It works on repetition. It builds that muscle memory. So we practice every day for 10 minutes, 4 days a week for 6 weeks. And by the time that 6 weeks comes around, they've built that muscle memory, because we practice and practice and practice over and over every day instead of just once a week. And so they learn that skill. It becomes automatic. As soon as they hit the water, they have an automatic response and know what to do, because we've practiced and it's built that muscle memory.
Wow, that's incredible. That's incredible. Okay, so do you ever... Is anything ever a challenge, like where you get a child and they haven't learned, or is this just like it just takes time and they get it no matter what?
So if a child does have any sort of learning disability or delay, they will take a bit longer than my average 6 weeks. If a child has been in a floaty for an extensive period of time, like over and over for years, sometimes it can take a little bit longer to undo what the floaty does. Floaties create a vertical muscle memory in a child's body. So if they've been in that floaty for years, and that's all they know is how to be in the water with a floaty, we have to undo that vertical position to get them in a horizontal swim position. And it takes a lot of work to undo what their body has memorized. And so floaties can be dangerous for that reason. The average child finishes the program in 6 weeks and knows exactly what to do by the end of that time.
Okay. Well, gosh, so much. I mean, we're in 2024. You've been doing this for 4 years. I mean, do you go through a whole family where you get the brother, the sister, the kids, the grandchildren? Is that, I mean, once they see the value in this, it's life-changing. I mean,
it is.
It's life-saving. Life-changing and life-saving.
It is so awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and where are you located so our listeners can know that?
Sure. So I teach year-round in Ventura, and then I teach spring and summer in Camarillo as well as Ventura. I am teaching occasionally in Westlake Village as well.
Oh, you got some new locations. I love that.
Yeah.
Kim, give out your phone number one more time, and thank you so much for being here, and thank you so much for continuing to be our sponsor.
Thank you for having me. People can reach me at 805-620-7177, or I'm on Facebook and Instagram, Survival Swim with Kim.
Okay, perfect. And you're in our newsletter, and you're on all of our stuff. So we are so grateful for what you're doing in our community. So again, thank you, Kim. Happy New Year.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Take care. All right, we are going to take a really quick break, but when we come back, we're going to be talking with Maria Dello, and of course, she's the author of Theater Says Dogs Are People Too. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out SurvivalSwimWithKim.com. That's SurvivalSwimWithKim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com. For WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans, Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
TNT Anger Management Services knows that sometimes we get overwhelmed at work and home with our deadline. Try these three tips to help you regain order and focus. Number one, staying focused on the priority should be your main objective. Number two, we all know the word multitasking is highly overrated, so try to keep it simple. Number three, set boundaries for yourself, eliminating side talk and chatter, which can be really disrupting when you have a deadline. These are just some ways to collect oneself, complete your lead task. For more information, visit TNTAMS.com. Or if you're experiencing a lack of focus and anger, please feel free to call Norman Thatcher, the facilitator and owner of TNT Anger Management, directly, 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255, or go to TNTAMS.com.
Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley, is a locally owned, multi-regional classic Italian restaurant with an extensive wine list. You'll be greeted with warm, friendly, attentive service. Wednesday evenings from 3 to 8 p.m., Manhattan of Camarillo offers a signature three-course menu for $25. For a bit more casual atmosphere, check out Trivia Thursdays in their beer garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. If you're into live music, come see some of Ventura County's premier local talent where you can dance the night away on a large dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine and banquet room holds up to 40 people. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Dinner is served Tuesday through Saturday with easy access off the 101 at Pleasant Valley Road.
Call today for a reservation at 805-388-5550.
That's 805-388-5550. Or go to themanhattanofcamarillo.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, I think I have Maria Dello on. She's the author of Theodore Says, Doggies Are People Too. I love that. And of course, not only is she the author, but she's a seasoned nutritionist and a true friend to dogs, and her roots on Long Island laid the foundation for a deep connection with animals. And so I had a brief talk with her yesterday. I'm already like, oh my gosh, I love this lady, and I'm so excited to get her on my show. Again, are you there?
Hi, Kim. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Thank you for having me.
Of course, yeah. Tell us, first of all, Happy New Year. And
Same to you.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about yourself and, of course, your book and what you do for not only people, but for animals, too.
Sure. Basically, I'm a nutritionist now for over a decade. And I just think throughout the years that I just, you know, I've always had an animal, I've always had a dog, and I realized, you know, just by, like, looking into their eyes, I'm sure you can relate to this, because when we had our chat, I know you're a dog lover. And I say this, you know, lightly, I mean, any animal, really, you know, they just look like they have a soul, and they have feelings, and so I know over the pandemic, so many people got dogs, right? And then I started to get questions like, oh, now I'm going back to work. What should I do? And, you know, and the dog's home alone for 9 hours or 12 hours. And I said, wow, I said, but they're going to miss you if you leave, you know, leave all that time. And I just wanted to just express my feelings on that dogs have feelings too. They miss us. They're happy. They're sad. They have all this emotion and they need care. So with that, I made a children's book called Theodore Says Dogs Are People Too. And I wanted to elaborate with children, you know, at a young age that they need care. And I thought it was a great way to express these feelings and help dogs too, and children, obviously. So just came to fruition, actually.
I love that. I love that. Yeah, a lot of people did get dogs during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you know, I've had dogs, but when I was home for all those times and then all of a sudden I'm out, they're like looking at me going, wait a minute, where are you going? You know, and you got to think, like, how long can they stay in the house or how long can they, you know, not be able to go to the bathroom, you know, and we have really good dogs, but you got to take all those kind of things into consideration, correct?
Yes, absolutely. They need care. And then once you see this book, the illustrations are just adorable. I mean, I've read it to kids and I mean, they're just smiling ear to ear and they just are so happy to see, you know, Theodore go through this adventure with his family. So it's really unique and special, I would say, and just going to try to put the word out and, you know, and help dogs and families, you know, maybe even adopt a dog or go volunteer at a shelter, right?
Right, right. And, you know, for people that are, you know, living by themselves mm-hmm. or and maybe do work at home, tell mm-hmm. to us about the health part of having an animal.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, you know, we talk about health. I mean, it's so multifaceted. But the first, for starters, I mean, think about this. You have to walk the dog, right? You know, my mom always says, Marie, you get up so early. And I said, well, Theo needs to go out, you know, and that's the way it is. But for me, it's a benefit. Number one, you're going to get structure. Number two, you're going to get fresh air, right? You're going to get moving, right? And mm-hmm. you're going to put some steps in, right? We all have those watches that count our steps. Well, just 2,000 steps, Kim, is 1 mile. So imagine, you know, walking 3-4 times a day, you know, that adds up. You know, when people say, I haven't got time to go to the gym and, you know, and it's hard, but, you know, so that's a motivator, you know, just going outside, fresh air and getting and bonding with your dog too is outside, fresh air, you know, exercise, that adds up. All those steps add up.
Right, right. And now, okay, so you, this was really interesting to me. You had mentioned that just by petting a dog, talk to us about that. It's kind of like, you know, I heard this also with like smiling. Smiling is the same thing, but what can petting a dog do?
Yeah, look, I mean, there's no doubt about it. Even the American Heart Association recognizes the health benefits of a dog. There's all good stuff, you know, having a dog, ownership, you know. And just by petting a dog, you can reduce your blood pressure. You can reduce your heart rate. You can, you know, we get certain chemicals like dopamine and serotonin, and we relax. It reduces anxiety. You know, the other thing, Kim, it reduces isolation. You know, isolation is associated with depression, right? I mean, you know, over the years, especially recently, when people are locked up. But now it shows that just by having a dog, you can go outside, you can get social. They showed that in one study that just by having a dog, it helps you be more social, you know, and approachable. So in other words, if I'm walking my dog and I see someone else, yeah, you're more apt to say, hello, how are you? Oh, nice dog. Are they friendly? You know, and so forth. But it's really amazing the benefits, the health benefits that you get with dog ownership.
Right. And Maria, it's almost like, you know, if you're, you know, somebody, a senior listening right now, you know, remember, and you had children, now they're all grown up. remember, you would meet most of your friends from the kids at school, their parents, and now you might not have a way to meet them. So you have an animal, you can go to the dog parks, you can go just even on a walk around your block, and people go, oh, what a cute dog, what's their name? And you already are into a conversation. So it really does help in so many ways to get you out of isolation, which COVID really did a good job of putting us in isolation, correct?
Absolutely. And I mean, look, you know, I do a lot of training with dogs and nutrition with the animals. But one of the things, you know, I've even taken my dog to hospitals to visit older people. And you should see the smile on their face just by visiting. And when they pet
that one
dog, they just get so happy and they feel so comforted. And that's the beauty of, you know, having a dog, going to visit, and children too. You know, children at a young age can learn, you know, the compassion and the structure, you know, of having a dog and also taking care of a dog. Well, they need water and they need food. So it's, to me, it's a win-win.
That's beautiful. So let me ask you, Maria, you know, we've been talking about animals, but you are actually a nutritionist. Talk to us about that for a second. Like, how did you switch over to animals, or do you still practice being, you know, nutrition?
Yeah, you know, so I'm a nutritionist, I would say, for about 24 years, and I think one of my first jobs was in a health food store, and I said, wow, this is so interesting, you know, and you mean you could take this and that, and you could, you know, solve a sore throat without taking medication and all that. So I found it so unique. And besides, you know, I just love helping people. And again, you know, I've always had a passion for animals. I've always had a dog. And then suddenly a patient would come in and they'd say, hey, you know, my dog has a skin rash, or my dog has, you know, he's allergies. And so I'd say, oh, okay, try this. So with that, you know, I just started to give advice with pet nutrition and fell in love with that. So I still practice. I still have my practice, and I'm just, you know, training some dogs now and helping my people with dog nutrition and their food too. Because don't forget, just like humans, the dog gets obesity as well. So, you know, over the years, the food has changed, you know, not only human food, but even the dog food. So, you know, if you ever look around, sometimes you see some heavy dogs. So quite often I get those types of questions, like, what should I feed my dog? And, you know, what's the best food, and what's the best bones, and the best treats? So this is all beneficial for dogs, and I think it's so well needed. And then behavioral things too, like, you know, jumping and learning basic obedience, sit, stay. And so these are all things, you know, it, like if you walk your dog outside, they need to learn manners too, right? Just like kids. So the dogs need to heel on the leash and needs to sit. So this can all be, you know, integrated into your family's life. And then guess what? People get bonded with their animals too. So
right.
I know you have a beautiful dog.
Yes, I do. Although he's very, very old, and I'm just doing everything to make him as comfortable as possible. And then I have another one that's a little miniature poodle. Almost like a human. He watches over the other dog and lets me know any little thing that's happening. Dogs are pretty amazing, I have to say. You know, they are like next to humans. They are so sensitive and smart, and they can almost talk to you. It's interesting. And they're very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And their senses too, by the way. I mean, they have a sense of, you know, who's not right and who's right. And also, I love the story that I was at my mom's house one day, and the oil burner downstairs happened to unfortunately smoke and sort of like catch fire a little bit. It wasn't, you know, so dangerous, but there was some smoke. So the dog just alerted all of us. And I just find that so amazing. And I've heard many, many stories about this.
Oh, yeah.
Dogs just, they're so keen. They have that third eye and their sense of smell. They could actually smell, you know, 14 miles away. So they are quite, you know, and they're so useful. I mean, they're used in search and rescue. They're used in therapy dogs. They're used in service, right? And so it's they're quite the animal.
Yeah, I love that. So, Maria, where do we find your book?
Yeah, so the book is in Barnes & Noble. It's in Amazon. I mean, if you do a search on Google, Theodore says dogs are people, too. You could basically find it anywhere. So,
okay.
Yeah, and you should do a giveaway, right?
Yeah, is that, I was just going to ask you.
Okay,
perfect.
That's great.
I'm going to open up my lines right now. And, of course, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. Text us and say me, and our team will get back with you. How many books could we give away, Maria?
Oh, let's say, how about 5?
Okay. I love the number 5. That's perfect.
Yeah.
We were on the same exact train right there.
Awesome.
Okay. So, yeah. Well, I really appreciate you being here and sharing your passion. And, of course, your gift. And again, I encourage anybody out there that, one, if you're feeling lonely, you know, I'm part of a lot of different organizations that really help dogs. And reach out. There's got to be a dog out there, either at, you know, the kennels. I mean, there's so many places that they need
mm-hmm.
your love. So
mm-hmm.
let's definitely save our animals. And, again, Maria, please share
definitely.
Our show. Download
and
our podcast. Our podcast.
If, right, exactly. And if you ever want to put a smile on someone's face, just sit down and open this book, and I promise you, you will just smile.
Okay. I love that. Happy New Year, and thank you so much.
Happy New Year. Thank you
All
so
right,
much
take
for
care.
Having me.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. We are going to take another great break, and, of course, from all of our sponsors. And when we come back, we are going to be talking with Sue Wilhit, and we're going to learn how to be tech happy. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes.
TNT Anger Management Services knows that sometimes we get overwhelmed at work and home with our deadline. Try these 3 tips to help you regain order and focus. Number 1, staying focused on the priority should be your main objective. Number 2, we all know the word multitasking is highly overrated, so try to keep it simple. Number 3, set boundaries for yourself, eliminating side talk and chatter, which can be really disrupting when you have a deadline. These are just some ways to collect oneself, complete your lead task. For more information, visit tntams.com. Or if you're experiencing a lack of focus and anger, please feel free to call Norman Thatcher, the facilitator and owner of TNT Anger Management, directly. 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to tntams.com.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com. For WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans, Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
And Hatnup Camarillo, located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley, is a locally owned, multi-regional classic Italian restaurant with an extensive wine list. You'll be greeted with warm, friendly, attentive service. Wednesday evenings from 3 to 8 p.m., Hatnup Camarillo offers a signature three-course menu for $25. For a bit more casual atmosphere, check out Trivia Thursdays in their beer garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. If you're into live music, come see some of Ventura County's premier local talent where you can dance the night away on a large dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine and banquet room holds up to 40 people. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Dinner is served Tuesday through Saturday with easy access off the 101 at Pleasant Valley Road.
Call today for a reservation at 805-388-5550.
That's 805-388-5550. Or go to themanhattanofcamarillo.com.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us. I do want to remind you that we did do a giveaway book for our last guest. And if you are interested in getting that, we had a bunch of callers. So call in right now. All you have to do is call or text 805-419-0008. And leave us your name, your number, and your email, and one of our team members will get back with you. We got so many calls last week, and I appreciate that. We'd love to hear from you. Some of my great listeners that have been around for a long, long time, I love that. Well, I am really excited for my next guest, Sue Wilhit. And, of course, I love this. Her superpower is all about how to be tech happy. And let's bring her on and learn a little bit more about you. Sue, welcome.
Hey, Kim. Thank you. Thank you for having me on your show.
You're welcome. Tell us a little bit about yourself. I love this. Tech happy. You know what's funny? I talk about the brighter side of life, but if you have your tech stuff down, that makes me really happy. It really does. So I love that.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? That is so true. When tech is working, when it is a perfect servant, you know, it's working, it does what you want, it frees up your time, it helps you be more efficient, then you could be tech happy.
Yeah. But how did you get into that? Or tell us like how you started.
I started in a kind of a weird way. I majored in comparative literature when I was in college. And spring quarter of my senior year, my roommate persuaded me to take an introduction to basic programming class because her boyfriend was pressuring her to take it because he thought that computers were really important and she needed to take it. She was majoring in psych. I'm majoring in comparative literature. What are we doing in a introduction to basic programming class, right?
Right.
And it was one of those classes where the teacher should not have been teaching. And from a professorial point of view, it was a horrible class. It was absolutely dreadful. He did nothing to actually teach. But when I started figuring out that I could type in a few commands and the computer would do what I asked, literally blew my mind open. It was like, I need to learn more about this. So after I graduated, I went back to community college and I started taking all these programming classes and ultimately ended up getting jobs in the Silicon Valley and worked my way up to IT manager in only 6 years. And
wow, that's incredible.
Yes. And it was everything from startups to mid-sized companies to global multi-billion, multiple country organizations.
Right. And you actually just came out with a new book, right?
I did. And it came out of my experience helping those people in the companies. And it's called Tech Tips for the Tech Timid.
Oh, I love the name. I love that. Okay. And so, okay. I need you to send me one. And can we do a couple giveaways? I didn't ask you before, but I think this would be amazing for my listeners.
Well, I actually have a giveaway. It's called 5 Essential Tech for Business.
Okay.
And they're the 5 things that every business owner should have. And even, let me just say, for most of them, you kind of need them even if you don't have a business. Four out of five.
So let's talk about that. Like, if somebody was just getting into business, what is the biggest thing that you need to get organized?
It's a tie. Passwords and backups.
Say that again?
Passwords and backups.
Oh, okay. Passwords and backup. Absolutely. Okay. So passwords, I saw that you, like, I have Dashlane. That was one of your recommendations, but you have a couple different ones that people can get, right? And for our listeners that maybe don't know what that means, where, you know, I think password is like, I almost want to say, and I don't usually talk like this, it's evil. It's like, how do you remember one for each one of your, like every single app needs one.
Exactly.
Every single login needs one. And so when I learned about this, it was like, oh, this person, and it will be safely locked up in here. I mean, in fact, actually, I used to have, like, lockbox. That was a long time ago. But I started to realize, like, my mind can't remember all these. And nowadays, you actually have to really redo them quite often, right?
You have to redo them at least every 6 months.
Okay.
Most places ask you to redo them. Most security folks will ask you to do it every month. But the two things is make sure that it's really long. You know, your password needs to be long. It needs to be random. And you can't, really, you cannot use the same password for multiple sites. And don't even think that if you're adding a 1 to the end of it or changing something to a 0, but it's essentially the same password, that's not going to protect you. Because hackers are smarter and more diligent about breaking your password than you think.
Okay. Good to know. And a lot of people, so that was number 1. What would number 2 be?
Backups.
Okay. Talk to us about backup. What does that mean?
So you need to back up everything on your tech. And this means backing up your computer, backing up your phone or your tablet, making sure that even the stuff that you have online, like places like Google or Dropbox, all of those things are duplicated somewhere, preferably offline, like in a flash drive or an offline. You back up to a hard drive that you have connected to your computer. That's the number one thing. But also, having backups online is really important. I myself use a company called iDrive, and it works beautifully to back up invisibly. I don't even have to pay attention to it. And it's backed up such that if, heaven forbid, you know, the house burned down, my backup is safe.
Wow. And so a lot of people use cloud. What do you think of that?
You know, cloud is fine as long as you duplicate it somewhere else, because what if the internet goes down?
Gotcha.
So that's why I say having it in 2 places, having it offline and having it online, is the way to go.
Okay, good to know. And now, why are people so afraid of technology other than it is scary? But
yes, I used to have in the little manual that I would give new employees, I had a little cartoon that had a woman sitting at a computer and two men standing behind her. And one of the men was remarking to the other, I think she thinks if she hits the wrong key, she's going to blow up New Jersey.
Well, you know what? I did used to think that years and years ago, like, oh my God, if I do something wrong, you know what? It's in fact, well, I thought I would erase everything, right? But yesterday I was on the computer, which I'm always on the computer, and all of a sudden this thing came across, which it's actually happened to me before. And I called my IT guy because I was like, oh my God, my computer got hacked. It was a phishing thing where your whole computer, like you can't even do anything. Right. You have to turn it off. But it's Microsoft. Right. I'm Apple. And so, like, if anybody gets anything like that, do not log into it. And so then the computer, they can take over your computer or they can go in. Well, you even tell us, right? Is that true?
I got hacked. Yes.
Oh,
I've been hacked, and it's despite the best, you know, the best thing. I try to do best practices, and I got hacked because, as I said, the hackers are sneakier, cleverer, and more diligent about getting your stuff than you would ever believe. And I'm paranoid. I'm professionally paranoid because I've been doing this for so long.
Right.
I started in IT in 1984, so I've been doing this a long time.
That's a
long
time.
I am professionally paranoid.
Yeah.
And a hacker still got through, but I was prepared through backups and other things that I could just roll back from that and delete things that, you know, got corrupted and I'm good to go again.
Wow.
And that's why backups are so important.
Yeah. And how can tech make us happy? Talk to us about that.
Oh, tech can make you happy through things. I mean, hello, cat pictures, cat videos on the internet, number one source of happiness in the world, right? Or dog videos if you're a dog person, or bird videos if you're a bird person.
Right.
Right. You know, you've got the ability. There's a company that allows you to send out greeting cards that are lip-synced with celebrities. So I could send you something from a celebrity. My mind just went blank. I'm seeing the guy's face, and I can't. Martin Short. I could send you a birthday card from Martin Short with your name. He says your name, and you read his lips. It is him saying it. I can send that to you. I mean, you know, you can send personalized things. You can keep in touch. COVID, the pandemic taught us that we could keep in touch with people all over the world. We can make connections all over the world. I have met people and other people have told me they've made connections that they never would have made if they hadn't had the internet and computers and being able to do that. Phones, cell phones, we have more ability in our pockets than we've ever had any time in any century. We just have more capability of doing good. There's ways of coordinating people, coordinating sports teams, kids' lessons. There's just so much good that can come out of tech that helps us connect. And like I said, if it's working well, it's a good servant. It makes you more efficient. You can get things done so that you could do the things that make you really happy, you know, spending time with your friends, with your family, playing with your dog, your cat, your kids, playing pickleball, whatever it is that floats your boat.
I love it. And you know what? If you can automize it. Okay, so I was just on a call with somebody. Now, what is the best way to get rid of emails? Like, I get thousands and thousands. And she was actually saying, at the end of the night, if you have more than 5 emails in your inbox, I'm like, how would I get rid of those? But, like, would you know that answer?
I do. It's a little bit longer than I can answer in a telephone call.
Okay.
but there is a brilliant video of a woman that if you have Gmail, for instance, this woman has a brilliant, brilliant process to get rid of your emails. And I love it. And I've done it. And I work from it. Now, do I only have 5 emails at the end of the day? No.
No.
That does not happen.
Can you share that name?
I'd have to look it up.
Will you send it to me, too?
Give me a second. Yes, absolutely. I will send it to you. You can put it on.
Okay, I'll share it with my listeners. I mean, that seems like the email nightmare. You know,
the email nightmare. And unsubscribe. If you haven't opened an email, you know, from somebody, unsubscribe. Just unsubscribe.
There you go.
It's not going to hurt their feelings.
I love it. Sue, I want to have you back. We're at the end of our show. How do my my listeners find you?
They can go to mstechcoach.com. That's mstechcoach. MsTechCoach.com.
I love it. I love it. Sue, thank you so much. Happy New Year. Let's do this again and download my podcast and share my show with everyone.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. Thank you, Kim, for having me.
You got it. And, of course, we're going to give away her 5 lists. So call right now, 805-419-0008. And also I end all of my shows with a moment of happiness. Believe in yourself. You can do it. Call me if you want to work with me, and I will get you set up for success for 2024. Call me right now. Again, 419-0008. Talk to you soon. Have a great rest of your weekend.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair.